Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name is Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how is everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Anyone who's been tuning in regularly knows why I do this podcast. I do it for therapeutic reasons. I needed an outlet. I needed a place to vent, a place to rant. And little did I know that it would turn into a good news podcast, which is something that I enjoy immensely, is sharing good news. Over a year ago, I was having some emotional troubles, and I was told that I could go to group therapy. But I decided against it, and I was looking out for other ways to deal with my emotional problems. So I decided to start a podcast, and it has done the job rather well. It's helped to take up time during my day, give me something positive and constructive to do. When I started this podcast, there was just one big difference. I had a roommate. Now, I'm living by myself. No, I'm not totally alone. I do have a cat. But I don't have a roommate anymore. So, I'm living alone. And one thing I find about living alone is, I don't like it. I don't like being alone. I am a social animal. I'm a very social person. I like having someone around to talk to. Yes, I can talk to my cat, but my cat doesn't talk back. There's only so much to watch on Netflix and YouTube and Amazon Prime to keep my day filled with things to do. This podcast takes up a good 3 hours a day for me to do and for me to share. So it takes up a good chunk of time. But I need something more social to do, something with more social interaction. So I do believe I'm going to try the groups, the daytime group. It just might be what I'm looking for. I didn't want to sign up for it and then get there and it be something that I didn't like. So I asked my case manager if there was a chance I could possibly just visit. Just stop by the group and sit in one day and see if it was something that I might enjoy. See if it was something that I might be able to occupy my time with. Because I definitely need something to get me out of this apartment and to occupy some more of my time. Because I am just about to go stir crazy in here. I have read like 15 books in the past, I believe it's 3 months I've been here now. And I have binged watched so much television. And there's only so much decent content out there. I don't want that to be my whole life, just binge watching YouTube and Netflix and just constantly reading books. I want to be social. I want to get out and socialize with people because, as I mentioned before, I'm a very social person. That's one thing I like to do is socialize with people. And the longer I stay away from people, the harder it is for me to acclimate myself back into social situations. I have found myself when I get in social situations now that I'm the quiet one, as to where I used to be the one who would lead most of the talking. I don't know if that's just me getting older. I don't know if that's me being out of the loop with current events, or if it's just the fact that I spend so much time alone that I'm not centric on being social anymore. I'm so used to being by myself, I get around people and I just clam up because I just don't know how to talk to people anymore. It's something I want to find out though, so I'm going to join one of these groups and just see how I fit in there and see if I can really work on my, for lack of better words, my social game. I really want to be able to talk more. Sitting at home 6 days a week alone doesn't make for much social interaction. So that's definitely something I want, is more social interaction. They also say if I go through these groups, there's a chance I could become a certified peer support specialist, which is a certification in mental health, and it's something that I feel like I would like to go for. But I'm not going to let it interfere with my podcast. I'm still going to do a podcast 6 days a week instead of recording it in the mornings when I wake up. I'll just record it in the afternoons and post it every day at the same time. But boy, did that turn into a long rant. At least I had something to rant about. I always find something to rant about. So let's see if we can find some of that good news. I know there's some out there. Let's see what we can find. I reported on a story, I believe it was a little over a week ago, about a country working on planning to ban single-use plastic bags. So, I happened to find a story today that relates to that. Not that story specifically, just plastic bags in general. A local entrepreneur in the Japanese tourist destination of Nara has developed an alternative to plastic shopping bags to protect the town's sacred deer. Hidetoshi Matsukawa, who works for Naraism, a souvenir wholesale giant, told CNN he heard last year that the deer, which roam the city's park, were dying after ingesting plastic bags. "I wanted to do something to protect the deer, which is the symbol of Nara." The city is home to around 1,000 sacred deer, which are officially designated as a national natural treasure, and many tourists feed them treats. In July 2019, however, a local welfare group said 9 deer had been found dead with plastic bags in their stomachs and called on visitors not to throw away plastic bags in the park. Matsukawa wanted to come up with a different solution to the problem and teamed up with a local paper manufacturer and a design firm to work on the project. Between them, they developed shikigami, or deer paper, which is made from rice bran and milk cartons. "We learned rice bran are mostly wasted in the process of rice polishing," said Matsukawa, "so this paper helps to reduce that waste as well." Matsukawa has had the bags tested and said they are safe for human consumption. "We do not have the data to back up that this paper is not harmful to deers, but I believe this is safe for them as well as for human beings," he said, laughing. The bags have since been tested at local banks and at the Tadadiji Temple, Nara's main tourist attraction. The temple and banks bought 4,000 to 5,000 of the bags for 100 yen, around 95 cents, each as part of the pilot project. The price will fall if more businesses sign up to use the bags, said Matsukawa, who dreams of replacing plastic bags across the city to prevent more deer from dying after eating them. The news about the death of deer by plastic bags creates a negative image, as though the park is a cemetery for deer, he said. The paper bags can protect deer as well as the brand image of Nara with deer. Just 45 minutes from Kyoto by train, Nara is a popular destination for visitors to Japan. Now, I found this story to be very interesting because, as I mentioned in my previous podcast, the one about a week ago, it's just those darn bags. You see them everywhere, just blowing in the wind. And people don't recycle them. And as I mentioned in my podcast, I don't know if me using them for cat litter is recycling them or not, but I try to get more than one use out of them. But they are just everywhere, and they're just filling up landfills. The idea of being able to make a single-use bag that is safe for the environment, especially for these deer in Japan, I think is just a great idea. Because if these deer are consuming these bags and it's killing them, the best thing they can do is find a way to take them out of the equation. I just think this is a great idea and found it to be a very interesting story. Since my opening rant was a little long today, I don't have time to put in another news story. So let's just look at some celebrity birthdays today. Actor Ken Watanabe turns 61. TV personality Kim Kardashian West turns 40. Actor Glenn Powell turns 32. Actress Natasha Bassett turns 28. TV's Judge Judy Shindlin is 78. And Christian rock musician Charlie Lowell of Jars of Clay is 47 today. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, if nothing else, I was able to get out another rant today. Just know I thank you for tuning in. And know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'll post another rant tomorrow. So if you enjoy good news and the rants of a bored epileptic, tune back in tomorrow. So again, I thank you for tuning in today, and may you have a blessed day.